Dom Fig joining us.
Good morning, sir.
Dom.
Buongiorno.
We set up some Dom.
All right, let's start with some news that was announced on this show yesterday by accident.
Yep.
The first artist to be announced for the Sound on Sound Music Festival was announced by accident yesterday on this show. It started with Jimmy Coplick giving us a hint.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
Who's one of the headliners?
Really?
I will. I'll give you a hint.
All right, we got to go.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah, screw the Hall of Fame. Grew up in Connecticut.
Grew up in Connecticut.
Okay.
And that was
I know who. I don't want to say.
Really?
I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Single person?
John Mayer.
Very good guess. It's a very good guess. Only mentioned here. Will not mention it anywhere else.
Thank you, brother. That's just one.
Yeah.
When you come on, Jimmy, with Howard and the other guys, I believe on February 14th to make the announcement, will tickets be going on sale that Friday?
No, we're going to try to do a city pre-sale right away, and tickets will go on sale. I'm asking to see if we can go on sale on Thursday, the day before all these shows go on sale with these artists on tour. I'd rather do a Thursday than a Friday and not gum up the works. You know, John being one of the headliners, which, you know, I've now mentioned, I think it's going to be so tie up Ticketmaster so much that I think we're better off just having our own on sale. Nobody goes on sale on Thursdays. People go on sale on Fridays.
You heard a lot right there. If you weren't reading between the lines, Jimmy thinks that the demand for this headliner at Sound on Sound is going to be so great, they're putting it on its own day.
Huh.
Okay.
The one thing I will say is that when we approached John Mayer's agent about playing on Sound and headlining one of the days on Sound on Sound, he was more excited about being on Sound on Sound than I was getting him to be on Sound on Sound, because he played ball at Seaside Park when he was growing up.
Wow.
He played ball at Seaside Park, and now he's going to headline one of the nights at Seaside Park.
That's really cool.
Wow.
That is cool.
Yeah. So it brings a smile to my face that we can do that.
February 14th is like Christmas for me. I can't wait for it to come. It was Jimmy Coplick yesterday on the show. The full segment's on the radio station website.
Yeah,
we're picking a movie for AJ. We already picked the new one. Now we're picking an older one. Dom, do you have any suggestions? Think on that one.
Yes, I shall.
Andre Derby, what's your thought?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, so for newer, Violent Night is definitely up your alley.
Three stars.
It's a great movie.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, Shaun of the Dead. You should definitely check that movie out.
You would really like it.
Yeah, I think so.
You would. Right.
I know you don't
you
like
would.
Zombie movies,
yeah,
but it's more of a buddy movie.
Right.
It's two funny guys.
I know, and Woody Harrelson's that one, right?
No.
You're thinking of Zombieland.
Right. But this one's also good.
There's
like a British version, right? Whatever it says, it's Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Okay. It's your kind of humor, though.
Did you see the Star Trek reboot? Did you see that one? The guy that plays Scotty, he's like the main character, one of the main characters.
Okay, Shaun of the Dead. Yeah.
He's the writer, and he basically wrote most of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, he's a brilliant guy.
Nice.
So, as for a movie you should avoid, unfortunately, it was a disappointment, was that last Halloween movie. It sucked.
I wish
it was good.
I wouldn't have seen the first place.
Right.
Yeah, because it's
basically. Andre, we got to go. I love Andre, but if I don't ask him to leave, he won't.
Right.
His band is at Woodbury Brewery. No.
No.
It's at Mags. Mags in
right.
Seymour
right.
tomorrow night.
Right.
Sonny in Seymour, what's your thought?
Hey, good morning, guys. So, the oldest movie that I would suggest is Mystery Men by Ben Stiller.
Good for you, AJ.
Yep.
He actually does watch movies.
He's Mr. Furious. Ah! And then did the bowler.
Yeah.
Yep, I saw it.
Yeah,
what's the bowler?
The bowler is, what's his name? It was a Garoppolo? Is that the girl? I can't think of her name.
Yeah. Janine Garofalo?
Yeah, Garofalo, that was it. Yeah. She
what are these, like superheroes with weird powers?
Superhero wannabes.
Yes.
Is what they are.
Yeah, it's a fucking movie, yeah. But it's a good movie.
Right.
Is that the one with the waffler?
Yeah, the waffler. Yeah. He was one of the people with the tryouts. He goes, I am the waffler.
Yeah, that's
Dane. Hey, he sticks a waffle to his face.
And the guy who, the screen where he said to pull my finger.
Yeah, and Bill Macy was, I figure he had a shovel.
I like Bill Macy.
Bill Macy. It was actually a pretty good cast.
The cast is really good. Greg Kinnear's in it.
Yeah.
One of the guys from Kenan and Kel. SNL.
Right. What's the name of was also in there, too?
Hank Azaria.
Yep, Hank Azaria. Yeah, what was he again? He was...
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. They think they're superheroes. They think they're superheroes.
And let me guess, somehow they magically save somebody or the city.
Somehow yes, they do. Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I saw it a long time ago.
It's 1999. It came out. So there's not it was not a lot of mystery. The formula was pretty basic at that point. Yeah. But it is.
But it's fun to watch the trip.
Right. Well, because the cast, like, you kind of, even now, it's almost better now than it was when it came out. Because you kind of can't believe everybody that's in the movie.
Right.
Like, holy crap.
And Smash Mouth did the title track.
Well, we won't hold that against the movie.
Yeah. No, right. Definitely don't.
Right. Joe the Barber.
Really dumb video.
You're killing me. Joe.
I know. Well, really quick. Great show. I think I got disconnected before, but.
No, you didn't. I hung up on you.
I know you did. That's number 3 of the month. Killer Joe.
I think it was 3 just this week.
Killer Joe. Was it about coffee? Really good coffee.
No, it's Matthew McConaughey plays a hitman.
Matthew McConaughey plays a hitman?
Yeah, he's right up your alley.
He's really good. Even if it's a stinker movie, he's really good. He's right. Convincing.
All right. Boom.
Yeah.
All right, Killer Joe.
I'm hanging up on you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Chris in Waterbury, what's your thought?
Killer Joe.
Oh, I think AJ already saw this one.
What's that?
Yep, Steve Martin, the jerk. Even if you've seen it, you got to see it again. That movie.
The new phone books are here. He hates cans. These cans are
terrible.
I think you'd have to edit out the first line of the movie.
Yes, you would. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. That one's good. Oh, and 30 Rotten Scoundrels, of course.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah, yep. I think any comedy from the 70s, AJ's probably...
Well, those were late 70s, early 80s, I want to say. Yeah, yeah.
79 for The Jerk.
Thank you.
And that's one of those, like, you just sort of...
Thank you.
You set the stopwatch, and, like, every 14 seconds, there's a joke. There's something... If they're not saying a joke, there's a joke on the screen.
Right. Had the Opti Grab glasses that they found out that was making everybody's eyes polarized, would be cross-eyed.
Right.
Yep.
Weren't there news anchors on? They had the
everybody had them, like took them off. Yeah, because with the glasses would slip by, off people's faces. So he'd been the Opti Grab, which would actually hold it to their nose, and then they found out that the metal was making folks' eyes magnetize to look at each other that had cross eyes. Because he was having a big party, and everybody's wearing those glasses, and then this news report came out, and everybody took the glasses off, and they're all cross eyed.
Dave Westport, what's your movie? Then we're going to move on.
How you doing? I'm going to go with Johnny Dangerously with Peter Boyle and Michael
Keaton. Love that movie.
Excellent movie. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
See, they're trying to pick movies for you that you'd like.
Roman Maroney made that. The guy, it was Johnny Dangerously. He was like a young gangster. Peter Boyle was his mentor. And they always have to Roman Maroney. And Roman Maroney was like, he eventually gets kicked off the movie because he uses a whole bunch of dirty language because you fought against ice holes. Everybody was like, you knew what he was saying, but he was like, not really
right, he wasn't using the word.
Exactly,
Mr. Limpet. How's that?
Mr. Limpet.
Remember that? No?
No.
Who's in that? Don Knotts?
Yes.
Did he become a fish?
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
Did I see that?
Was it Mr. Limpet?
The Incredible
like
Mr. Limpet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
No
about
guy
that
wants anything that's called Limpet.
Sure, it's Limpet. Not something else.
All right. You want to play the story about the cat eating pizza?
Yes.
Cat's obsessed with pizza, and the video is hysterical. If you want to like Google it today at work, this cat is really determined to get into the microwave.
There was nothing micro about the epic battle waged by Bentley the cat against this microwave. He yanked it. He physically moved it. He would have certainly gotten into
it. Can you grab that clip? He yanked it.
He yanked it.
Right.
I'm going to use it for other things. Just send it over. Thank you.
He would have certainly gotten into it if it weren't for the child lock his owners put on it to keep him out.
His body language while doing it doesn't seem like a cat.
He's got this physique. He's got like a great body.
He's got a great body.
Oh,
have you ever heard someone say that about a cat?
Never.
Usually it's a spinster, yes.
Got this physique.
Right. Yeah, you need to find a man.
Yeah, leave the cat alone.
Yeah, really do. Right. When the cat has a good physique, you really need to find someone.
Feeling better now about this interview being on Zoom and not inviting you into my home. Thank you.
Physique, he's got like a great body.
Using his legs like arms, he might have pulled the microwave right off the counter if the cord weren't plugged in. No wonder this sometimes cross-eyed cat from Sheridan, Oregon, has gone viral with millions of views. Bentley has been obsessed with the microwave ever since Brittany Schiesel left pizza in it.
The microwave is wide open.
Wouldn't that make a cat sick, eating pizza?
Probably.
No, monkey loved pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He loved pizza and olives. Yeah, only certain pizza. The one restaurant in Milford he loved.
Really?
Yep.
He's very picky.
My cat likes fruit.
Yeah. Other pizza.
He likes sweet fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm eating a peach or something like that, he's like right over there.
But monkey olives. He would actually try and take them out of the jar. The stuffed olives, pimentos. Yeah. And pizza. Only one restaurant he liked. Other pizza didn't like it.
We have two cats. Furley will eat ham.
Okay.
And he'll just, whatever you're eating, he'll come up and meow.
That was Mr. Bo.
That's Jennifer. I will not feed the cat.
Yeah, like a roast or cold cuts or both?
Cold cuts.
Mr. Bo. We had sandwich Friday because Mr. Bo, yes.
Yeah. And then the lady will not eat anything other than her cat food.
Wow.
Just interesting.
Yeah, but I don't like doing that because then they come over when you're eating.
Right. Always.
Marshall, stare at you. Marshall likes Boar's Head honey roasted turkey. I have to buy
specifically.
I have to buy. Yeah, that's what he. That's what he wants. And the lady go. And the lady go to me. Only 1/8 of a pound. I'm like, yes, my cat.
So you get another brand.
Yeah, he slaps it away.
Oh yeah, no. He should endorse.
And puts his nose up.
He will suck that down. Yeah. Oh, the turkey. Nah.
You ever see the people complaining about getting like the wet cat food? Like how many little tins they buy each? He's like, oh yeah. Look at this. Cold cuts. Shut up over there.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the only human food he'll eat.
Does he like a specific thickness, like a thin slice?
I go like medium thin, yes.
Yeah. How's his physique?
He looks like he eats turkey.
Very cat-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Svelte.
Yeah, he looks like a dad bod.
Bronx likes salt. So like if we're having like a Ritz cracker.
Oh, cats love salt.
He'll lick the salt off the cracker. He won't necessarily eat the cracker.
Now, do you eat the cracker after he licks the salt off?
Definitely. No,
really?
No.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's nice and mush. I can chew it.
Years ago, I had a dog, and I was really sweaty, and I had a really bad, like, I don't know if I was doing a gig. I got home. I was so exhausted. I laid on the floor, my shirt off. My dog came and just licked my whole back.
Oh, no!
It was the best thing ever. Ever.
This dog
it was like a warm washcloth for like an hour.
Yeah, 20 minutes
later. Dom, why are your pants off?
Yeah, 20 minutes later, he's on the front porch with a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm just putting salt all over it.
How are you doing? I just took a shower.
Don't worry, it's not peanut butter.
And the dog's all dehydrated from licking it.
The dog's like, bam! Bam! It tastes like onions in one area. Right. When the dogs look at some other dog's ass.
I got to get the taste of Dom out of my mouth.
That shot, man. That shot. I love it.
Wow. Yeah, it was good, though. It was good, I'm telling you.
All that's missing right now is beer.
What did
he's
do?
Like hacking he up fur it. Balls afterwards.
Right. But the fur balls like chest hair.
He yanked it.
Were you hairy then?
Maybe a little bit hairier than I am now.
He was.
It was wonderful. I'll never forget it. Yeah. If somebody offered that somewhere, I'd go. I'd pay whatever.
Right. They have that where the goats can walk on your back.
Right.
The yoga.
Dog licking yoga.
Yeah.
I went hiking just recently, and they were doing goat hiking right up where you're at. Washington Depot.
Bunch of old people.
And they had all these little goats, and they're walking around. It was very cool.
Nice.
Really? Fat goat.
That's wild. People get paid for this.
They do.
Yeah.
I think we got something here.
Yes, we do.
Dog licking.
Dog
licking therapy.
Like chest licking dog.
On the way out of the gym. You're just right there.
Later on, AJ will be at home with turkey all over his chest.
Marshall! Marshall! Find the oven gold.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.